There's a newly drawn congressional seat in Northeast Georgia. That race includes first-time candidate and longtime Gainesville political radio host, Republican Martha Zoller.
I may not have run for public office, I may not have actually passed legislation, but this idea of only people that have been in the system before can move on is how we got in this mess.
Michael Opitz is also a first-time candidate. He qualified to run in the Republican primary for Northwest Georgia's 11th congressional district against incumbent Phil Gingrey.
He's got a couple of $1 million. Mine's a grassroots organization. But that's the strength that we have. It's the people speaking out. And we have built a tremendously strong grassroots organization.
Paul Brown, a Republican incumbent in the 10th congressional district, continued a bus tour after qualifying for re-election. Parts of Gwinnett County have been added to his Northeast Georgia district.
What I keep hearing over and over again is that people are concerned about jobs and the economy. They want to see us stop this outrageous spending that's going on in Washington, and they're concerned about health care.
Brown will face at least one political newcomer in July's primary. Right now, Republican incumbent Lynn Westmoreland has no primary opposition in the 3rd congressional district. The toughest decision his Coweta County constituents could face is whether to vote for a proposed penny sales tax for transportation projects.
The T-Splash is something that everybody's going to have to make their mind up on, and I think that we need to make sure everybody understands the full picture of it and what it will mean to Georgia or what it will do to Georgia if we don't pass it. But I'm going to vote for it.
The proposed tax is not a federal issue. However, it could factor into Georgia's congressional elections. Charles Edwards, WABE News.